Our text is taken from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. In the fourth chapter, we begin reading at the first verse. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This is God's word. Dear fellow redeemed, one of the great joys, in my opinion, of this season in the year is all the Christmas lights. The neighborhoods that are normally dark and quiet begin to sparkle with spider webs of Christmas lights suspended in the trees in the front yard. On some homes across the roof line, there's a string of lights, and around the windows and on the corners, so that from a distance it looks like it's a toy house. Some homes have dark windows except for a single, simple, warm, glowing candle light. I have to believe that God Himself enjoys all the lights at Christmas, because after all, light was His idea in the first place. In our text, Paul says, God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." You know, this was a dark place when God began the creation, and the first thing He did was turn on the lights. He's a powerful God. We see that in the creation of the world and the creation of the lights that are in the world. But He's also a loving, benevolent, kind God. We see that in light also. Because of light, you know, the flowers grow. Because of light, the kids can find their way home from the park. Because of light, we can play golf. When God made the world, it was a perfect, lovely creation filled with light. And the first two people who were made, Adam and Eve, were also perfect and lovely. And they were filled with spiritual light. You know, they were made in the image of God, and that means that they could love God, know about Him. They could want to serve God. They actually were able to serve God. And then they sinned. And that sin plunged the world into spiritual darkness. And in the darkness of disobedience, you know what happened. Man got lost from God. So God came looking. Jesus Christ says of Himself that He's the light of the world. And in the light of His love, He says He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Like a high beam flashlight in a dark room, Jesus Christ came to seek us out and to find us and to rescue us and to claim us for His own. In the text, Paul said, God made light shine in our hearts. That means that through the ministry of the means of grace, the Word of God, the sacraments, the preaching of the gospel, through the ministry, God has taken us from darkness to light. We're not in the dark anymore. All of a sudden, because of faith in Jesus, we can see some things that we never would have been able to see before. Before the Holy Spirit came to enlighten our hearts, we never would have been able to see that God really loves us with all His heart. And that He forgives all of our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. And that He's with us every day of our lives. And that one day He'll take us to be with Him forever in heaven. What a bright, sparkling future lies before you now. Because the light of Christ's love has shined in your heart, and you know now who Jesus is and what He's done for you. Text. Paul furthers this thought when he says we have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And then he says it's found in the face of Christ. That's the greatest light of all. You know, when you go to Bethlehem, and the barn there, the baby in the feed box is really God Himself. What a great light that is for us. How that illuminates things for us to know that Jesus Christ is God Himself. He is the God-man who came to do for us what none of us could ever do for ourselves. He came, first of all, to live a perfect, righteous life as our representative before God. And when He offered that righteous life to God, God accepted it as though you were the person who lived it. And on the basis of Christ's life as your representative, God has declared that as far as He's concerned, at this very moment, you are not guilty of any sins. You're just as innocent as Jesus Christ is innocent. And not only has Christ lived a perfect life for you, but He was punished in your place. This God-man came to be responsible for everything that's wrong with you and me. He was made guilty of our sins, and when He went to the cross, He was punished there as our substitute. So now all of our sins have been forgiven when Christ died. And God raised Jesus on the first Easter morning as an announcement to the whole world that it worked, that He was satisfied with what Christ had done on our behalf. And on that basis, the time will come when our own graves are going to open up and we're going to rise to live forever with the Father who made light and the world and everything else, including you and me. And we're going to live with the Son whom He sent to be our Savior. When you look at the face of Christ, even the face of that baby wrapped up in strips of cloth, you're seeing God's greatest glory. The way He humbled Himself in order to save our souls. So when you look at the lights this Christmas season, when you see them in the trees in your neighbor's yard, or outlining your neighbor's house, or decorating the tree in your living room, it's a great reminder to us that we have a God who's very powerful, powerful enough to make all the world and all the light within it. But let these lights be a reminder of something else, of the spiritual light that God has caused to shine in your own heart through the gospel of Jesus Christ to bring you to faith in Jesus your Savior, so that now you can be sure that your sins are forgiven because of the life and death and resurrection of Christ, and you can be sure that you are headed one day to that place of great, bright, glorious, eternal light in heaven. Amen.